I'm here with Brian Mitchell in Pavilion Gardens in those weeks before Brighton Fringe. Brian, your canon, which actually has definitely involved the words boom, boom, but your canon is nostalgic at its core, isn't it?
I guess it is. I suppose I've made no bones about that. Yeah, no, in fact, I would say it is completely nostalgic at its core, yeah.
Can you, for people that don't know, give us the history of that? Was nostalgia in your very first moments of writing when you were 6 years old?
It's very odd, actually. I think I was afflicted by nostalgia. It was seen as a sort of, by the Victorians, as a disease. And I had it from the earliest age. I would look back at the previous summer and think, what a wonderful summer that was.
As a child of the, you know, maybe the 70s, 80s, are you travelling through the present a bit disappointed by it?
Yes, always. I mean, I mean, at the moment, I don't know, it depends on places. I get disappointed by what happens in places. There's you know, there's always something good happening or some improvement happening somewhere. But you can see a place that you really love, you know, go to seed or sort of take a wrong turn. But at the same time, recognise that something else is improving, you know. So I can be afflicted by nostalgia, but it's not general, you know. But I did have a magical childhood, and I really cherish it. So I suppose that does make me sort of look back on it fondly, and the things that even as a kid, I was always watching old stuff. I'd sit with my grandma, watch all the old matinees on BBC Two on a Saturday, and you know, so it was kind of like tended to think that if it was black and white, it was a seal of quality, and if it was silent, it was even better.
But in that too, is there a sort of a proud, you know, an unashamed elitism that kind of says no one makes comedy today like they used to? Those songs, that music, you know, Moonlight Over India, Ministry of Biscuits, the Ealing comedy, the Laurel and Hardy, the clowning, that has never really been topped, because it kind of had a nostalgia rooted in something a bit more archetypal and maybe, you know, less opportunistic in what just happens to be happening today.
Well, I think it's I think there's a lot of truth in that. I mean, I think it's very difficult. It's very difficult to find a comedy film that would top Duck Soup. You know, certainly nothing made in the last 20 years, I think, you know, will. I would, you know, I don't think in 50 years' time my kids are going to sit down and watch it. You know, their kids will sit down and watch The Anchorman and have the same reaction to it as mine did to Duck Soup, you know.